The flow has stopped at Husker Ag, an ethanol plant in Plainview, Nebraska. The company has stopped taking deliveries of corn while it tries to renegotiate the price it's paying. It's a symptom of the big problems for the ethanol industry lately. Startup projects are on hold. Some plants are in bankruptcy. Husker isn't one of them, but its troubles come from the same volatile market conditions. And Chris Hurt joins us to talk about that. He's professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University. Professor Hurt, welcome back to the program.
Always great to be with you.
If you had to give the ethanol industry a health assessment at the start of this year, what would it be? What kind of shape is ethanol in?
Well, the ethanol industry is in a period of excess capacity, a situation where there was perhaps over-optimism for biofuels, perhaps over-optimism that the gold rush days of 2006 would continue for a long time. And it's really a symptom of too much production capacity when we have crude oil, gasoline, diesel fuel prices much lower, and it makes it very difficult for some of these biofuels to compete with cheap gasoline.
Well, let's break this down just a little bit, and let's start by talking about corn prices. What's happened to that over the last year?
We've seen Jekyll and Hyde kind of a year in 2008. First half, absolute boom period for prices. Second half of the year, just an absolute bust. We saw futures prices drop from $8 a bushel at their very highs in the June time period, all the way down to about $3 a bushel. So massive, massive declines, putting producers into loss situation. And those lows came about early December. So in the last month, we've actually seen some recovery in prices, but ethanol margins still remain negative.
But if I'm an ethanol producer and corn is cheaper than it was, that seems to me would be a good thing. I can get a lot more corn.
Well, they also are energy producers, selling ethanol as a substitute for gasoline. And all of us know how dramatically gasoline prices fell. So what they're facing is much lower revenues from the ethanol that they produce. And still, while corn is much cheaper, it hasn't been low enough for them to have a profitable margin.
So in other words, the ethanol producers are selling their ethanol. The price of the ethanol they're selling has gone down as well.
Well, it certainly has. It's dropped substantially. An ethanol producer is in the margining business, and that is they buy raw material, particularly corn, use some energy to produce that ethanol, and then sell the ethanol. And what they're really concerned about is the margin. The Renewable Fuels Association currently suggests that we could have about 13 billion gallons of production by the middle to the end of 2009. And unfortunately, right now, it looks like the demand for ethanol will be about 10.5 billion gallons. So this is potentially an excess capacity. That is more production capacity than there is demand. It generally means there's going to be a lot of battling for those existing producers to try to maintain their production and probably have low margins, and you have to discourage out that 15% to 25%. That the industry thought would be needed in 2009, that's just not going to be needed.
Why were those projections out of whack? Why is demand lower than they thought?
Two important factors. The first is to recognize that we have a national policy called the Renewable Fuel Standard that tells blenders of gasoline how much renewable fuels they have to have. That standard for 2009 is 10.5 billion gallons. That demand is going to continue to be in place. That is the law of the United States. It's a mandate. The other demand for ethanol that we have in the United States would be for higher blends, like commonly E85, 85% ethanol, 15% gasoline. Mm-hmm. With much lower gasoline prices, ethanol is priced high relative to gasoline. In other words, we would pay more per mile that we drive for that E85. So what we're going to see in 2009 is, yes, the mandatory 10.5 billion gallons of demand will be there, but what we're not going to have, as long as energy stays relatively low priced, as we see now, is the demand for these higher blends like E85 are going to be very, very small in 2009.
Well, Professor Hurt, thanks so much for talking with us.
It's been my pleasure.
Chris Hurt is professor of agricultural economics at Purdue University in West Lafayette, Indiana.